Good doctor, said Dwaba, joining you on the show this morning. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ash. I'm doing well, and good morning to your listeners.
Doc, I have to tell you that I've already telltaled on you. I've told the listeners what you did on Monday. I thought we had an understanding, you and me, and you had to use the needle on me. To you listening at home, it's all about the changing seasons that often come with health changes, especially for those that suffer from hay fever. Now, this season's hay fever sufferers in Cape Town will be having a tough time. The UCT Lung Institute reported that Cape Town's tree pollen levels are high, or are the highest recorded in 10 years for the mother city. And so the good doctor is going to be talking to us about that. Doc, I mean, just in general, this conversation around hay fever?
You know what? Hay fever is one of those conditions that when you suffer from it, you know it's coming. And we're also coming out of the flu and cold season. So there's a bit of a confusion of whether do I have the flu? Do I have hay fever? Just because the symptoms could really are similar. But when it comes to hay fever or allergic rhinitis, it's because of an allergen. So your body overreacts to a particular allergen or trigger.
Mm.
It could be dust, it could be pollen, it could be pet fur, it could be feathers, it could be anything that you know you're particularly sensitive to. While the cold or the flu, it's a viral thing. We spoke about this before. But the symptoms are so similar that when the season are transitioning, some people don't know really which one they have. But definitely hay fever, there will be a trigger, and immediately after a trigger, you'll start having the symptoms.
Let's talk about that. How is hay fever different from what your common cold or flu?
Yeah, the flu is a virus. The body will then respond to that particular virus, where you'll have the usual stuffy nose. If it's a flu, you'll have aches and pain, the temperatures will go up. But with hay fever, there's something that triggers it. As I said, it's pollen or dust or something that you know you're fairly sensitive to. So your body will then overreact and the symptoms will follow thereafter.
And what are the symptoms?
The symptoms, runny nose, nasal congestion, watery, itchy, red eyes, post-nasal drip. You can sneeze a lot, start coughing in the middle of nowhere. Itchy nose, as I said, your roof of the mouth could also itch in your throat. And this will then cause fatigue, poor sleep, which has its own consequences during the day, where you become less productive and tired throughout the whole day.
People with hay fever, is it when they say, is it those people that start making that?
Exactly. They're trying to use their tongue to scratch the roof of their mouth or the back of your throat or their throat. So hay fever comes in different degrees. Others will have an outblown runny nose, itchy eyes immediately after a trigger. Others will just have a consistent itchy throat and post-nasal drip, and there was snore, and the next morning they're tired. So there are different degrees of hay fever.
Oh my goodness. 7 minutes before we get to 5 o'clock. Good morning to you. The conversation on the show with the good Dr. Mukhet Isidwaba this morning is around hay fever, which he says, well, this season, you might be in for a rough time, because UCT's Lung Institute has reported that Cape Town's tree pollen levels are the highest recorded in 10 years for the mother city. So you just need to be on the lookout there. So we've just been talking about the difference between the cold or flu and hay fever, the symptoms. And so, Doc, we know the symptoms, but if hay fever can be seasonal or for the whole year, can it be treated?
Unfortunately, there's no current cure for hay fever, Abs. But we've come a long way in learning how to treat or reduce the symptoms in most people. The other good news is that hay fever symptoms most of the time improve with age. So like any good wine, it improves with age. And some people can actually outgrow it, and it can disappear when they get older. But the mainstay of treatment is first avoid, Because when you know you're allergic to something, stay away from it. Your body will overreact if you get in contact with it. Hence you have the pollen count weekly pollen count from UCT Lung Institute, and this you can get at www.pollencount.co.za. And if it's very pollen count is very high, stay indoors or consider an allergy mask so that you avoid the trigger for you. And if you know you're allergic to pets, you know what to do as well. But the treatment that we use and we recommend, and some of this you can get over the counter, is your nasal sprays to remove the trigger, corticosteroids and antihistamines. This you can speak to your doctor about, and this will help to reduce the symptoms that you get. For those that are really suffering and have persistent hay fever, you can also consider immunotherapy. This is where you are exposed to smaller amounts of your trigger, and over time you develop resistance in a way. But this can take a long time, months and years, just to teach your body not to overreact.
All right, so I understand what's happening. I think I've got the gist of it. But then I'm like, maybe it's time to see a doctor. When is the time to see a doctor?
As I said, the hay fever can be controlled with most of over-the-counter medication. But if your symptoms are not relieved, see your doctor, because they have consequences for your daily living, basically. So the other thing is, once they don't respond, then you enter this vicious cycle. And sometimes some people have other conditions that can make hay fever worse. So if someone has asthma, for example, if you have nasal polyps, if you have frequently sinus infection, then you need to see a doctor for that. So those for me would be the main reasons. If you are not improving, and if your symptoms are getting worse, or if you have another condition that can worsen your hay fever, see a doctor.
Your final words, Doc, for this session then? Final advice to our listeners?
Yeah, to those with hay fever or know that you do have these things, know that there's treatment out there to reduce the symptoms. Don't suffer in silence. And if the symptoms are not improving, please see your doctor. Because of what UCT Lung Institute has said, the people with the hay fever might suffer a little bit more this season.
Doc, very quickly. If, I look at this and I know you look at it and we seem to have no sympathy for the people that are going, doing all of that to clear. But this, it sounds, I cannot imagine having to deal with that almost every day of my life.
Yeah, the worst thing, Abs, is that because of the post-nasal drip and the lack of sleep, people don't function very well the following day. So it's not a trivial condition. It has consequences. Can you imagine if you're a truck driver suffering from this, moving from Cape Town all the way to Bloom, and it will affect you. It will affect your alertness. It will affect your reactive time. It's not something that should be taken trivially, actually.
Doc,
it needs to be treated.
I hear you loud and clear. Doc, thank you so very much once again for joining us for this information session. We look forward to chatting again next week, Thursday.
Not a problem, Max.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mokete Setwaba, who actually gave me an injection. Do you know when was the last time I got an injection? I think I was still at university, I think. Hey, these things happen.